I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. David Pei joins me again. The Artistic Director of Music on Main is on to preview their second annual Big Bang Festival. It's a great way to spend the Sunday on Family Day weekend, the 15th of February, in and around the Roundhouse Community Center. I'll ask David about what to expect, as there are free events as well as ticketed events. Those are $5. The turnout last year was good, and I'll ask David to reflect on what there's to do for kids and non-kids alike, all having to do with music and art. Visit musiconmain.ca for more. Please welcome back to the Plant Online program, David Pei. Mr. Pei, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to talk to you again. We talked last year regarding the first annual, I guess, Big Bang Festival. Did you think that there'd be you'd be back for a second year, say?
Well, you know, when we started planning the first one last year, we were hoping that it would become an annual event, and the response last year made us know that people do want to see this every year on the Family Day weekend.
Yeah, and as I remember talking to you last year about this, and it really is ideal, isn't it, for this particular weekend, because it is a holiday on the Monday, the Family Day weekend, and it just comes together, doesn't it, because it is Family Day. A Big Bang Festival is a great time for families. And then, of course, the music is so vitally important, as we talked previously. I understand some 1,600 visitors last year. Is that right?
Yeah, we had more than 1,600 visitors down at the Roundhouse last year on the Family Day weekend. And we're anticipating we'll have the same number this year. But it's spread out over 5 hours, and there are so many different activities that, well, it can feel a little busy at times. It's also never so completely packed that you can't hear and see things.
And the Roundhouse is a great place, isn't it? Because you can have the food trucks outside, which you can make a day out of it, so you can go down there for lunch, I guess, or start your day early at noon and then have lunch a little later, right?
I love being down there at the Roundhouse, and when the food trucks come, it makes it sort of even more special. They have that big exhibition hall that was the original turntable for the steam engine.
For the train, yeah.
And they, of course, still have that steam engine pavilion. Uh-huh. And, yeah, the food trucks pull up onto the plaza outside. We have all sorts of activity in the big exhibition hall and every room of the Roundhouse. We're filling that space. And people come down. They bring their lunches. They buy their lunches. They spend a few hours. They pop in for an hour. There's, all sorts of things to do. And it's working with the Roundhouse is fantastic, too. They have such a strong history of Family Day programming. And it's a delight to be able to collaborate with them on this festival.
So there are a lot of free events, but I'd like to talk about the ticketed events first.
Yeah.
I understand they're only $5, and so there's Julia's Music Room. Who is Julia Chen, and what happens there?
Julia Chen is a phenomenal percussionist, and she's the principal percussionist at the Vancouver Opera Orchestra. She's trained in classical music, but she does all sorts of different things. She plays in a band with the musician Beta Hilly. She does solo work. She does contemporary work, and she plays in the orchestra. She is going to play vibraphone in Julia's Music Room, but in it, you'll have a chance to sort of, like, meet her, and she's telling a story through music, and the story is about the sounds that she used to hear as she was falling asleep, and her memory of her grandma in Taiwan, who used to sing a really famous Japanese folk song to her, and that's one of her big memories growing up, was her grandma singing this song to her. And so she's incorporating that into this piece. And Julia's Music Room, you won't know exactly which room it's going to be, and you'll meet us at a meeting point, and we'll escort you to a private little room that's set up with lights and set up to feel kind of like a den and to give you a kind of cozy, sleepy vibe. And then Julia will play for about 16 to 18 minutes. And she's designing this concert especially for children ages 5 and up, and it's sort of a way to get inside the music. And, you know, one thing that we don't really think about when we think about different instruments is when they make sounds that aren't what we usually hear.
Mm.
And a vibraphone is like a giant xylophone, but it one of the ways that it makes the vibrating sound is that it has a motor. And so Julia is going to do things with the motor and do things with the metal and do things with bows and make sounds with the instrument that you're just not expecting to hear from it as well.
Yeah, see, the only thing I know about vibes are Lionel Hampton, I guess. And I'm fascinated by just how that machine works, if you will.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of kids will go into that room just fascinated by how this thing makes those sounds.
Well, and I think that's one of the exciting things about the whole festival. You'll be in a room like Julia's Music Room, and you'll be really up close and experiencing an instrument in ways that you don't necessarily expect to. But the idea of getting up close to sound and how sound is made, that for me is a really amazing experience. And watching kids delight and discover, and also maybe not be as surprised as adults sometimes when instruments do, or if there's a brand new instrument that's just been invented, or if an old instrument is doing new things, kids are just like, yeah, cool. Yeah. It's really fun to watch.
So there's another music room, and I'm going to get you to pronounce its name, but that's where we can hear Balinese music, right, or music from Bali?
Yeah, so the Gamelan Music Room features Gamelan Tembang Talang, and Tembang Talang is the word for butterfly pea flower, which is a beautiful blue flower. And this is, Gamelan is, again, they're instruments that you hit with mallets, and they have pitches, they have sounds. The tuning is different than how we would, in Western music, tune a piano. But this kind of gamelan was originally used for shadow puppets in Bali. But there's a long tradition now of making contemporary music that's outside of the shadow puppets as well. And so this three-person gamelan makes music that's traditional Balinese music and also music that's been written specifically for these instruments. And that room works kind of similarly to Julia's room, where there are four different performances. Uh-huh. You choose which time you're going to buy a ticket for, and when you get into the room, they present this music for you. And it's, if you haven't heard Balinese gamelan music, it's a really beautiful, cool sound. It's not a sound we hear every day on the streets, just because of this different kind of tuning that they use. So, you know, the space between each of the notes is a little different than we have, let's say, on the piano that you find in a concert hall.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have lots of really amazing patterns. So they'll start playing a pattern, and then they'll play another pattern on top of it, so you get these layers. And one of the ways we're talking about it is that sort of it fits together kind of like an intricate jigsaw puzzle. You hear all these different sounds, and then they go click and fit together.
Yeah, isn't that a fun thing to think about, that someone will walk into this room not knowing or not having any conception of what they might be able to hear in the next few minutes, and then be taken into a world that they hadn't heretofore known about, and just find some connection, not just to the artistry of it, but the craftsmanship, the technicality of it. And I mean, it's another great way to introduce young people to music, isn't it?
I think so, and in that introduction, we're not, one of the things that is really important with the Big Bang Festival, which is part of a network, there are 17 Big Bang Festivals around the world. Mm-hmm. They're in Antwerp in Belgium, they're in Reykjavik in Iceland, in Dublin in Ireland, in Ottawa in Canada, and out here in Vancouver. There's a network all over the world, and one of the things that we all share in common is that we're not here to teach you about music. We're not here to tell you this is a gamelan and this is what it sounds like. We're here to allow kids ages 5 and up just to be great audiences, because they are.
Mm.
So we have a lot of trust in the audience that they're just going to come in and have a great time listening. We're making programs specifically for ages 5 and up, but it's not an education program. It's an awesome musical experience for young adventurous music listeners.
And then I read in the notes for the event, Coastal Wolf Pack, they'll be back opening the festival again. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm really, really happy that they're coming back. Tattooed Sock to You is Coastal Wolf Pack, and they're multi-generational. They sing traditional Salish songs. They're based in Musqueam, but they have members from many coastal nations. And they're also multi-generational, so you have people who are grandparent generations who help welcome everybody to the Big Bang Festival and share a blessing and a welcome. And then we've got little kids who are dancing and sharing song and dance. So I think I love that more and more we're learning how to more how proper welcomes and what protocol is and how it can influence, you know, all cultures here on these lands. And so for me, it's really exciting that Tetsutselaki, the Coastal Wolf Pack, will open the Big Bang Festival. And then once they've opened it, sort of like the festivities begin, and they'll be in the exhibition hall, and then we'll have all sorts of things happening in there. There's the carnival band that marches through, and you can sort of follow them along. They're a really joyful band, dressed in fun costumes. They play brass instruments and percussion instruments and have singers. Behind the stage, last year we had a musical playground where kids could play instruments, and this year we have Uncle Hinky's Fabulous Horn Shop. And that's an artist, David Gowman, who has wooden horns that he makes out of local wood. He grows certain kinds of cane that can be turned into pan flutes. And he has a beautiful program where kids can come and learn to make sounds on these different kinds of instruments, you know, play with them, see how they're being made. There's also a Cloudscape Comics is coming together and teaching kids or giving kids a chance to play with making comics and then putting them up on a wall in a big mural that'll stick around at the roundhouse. So there's all sorts of different things. There's those music rooms that we spoke about earlier. But if you just pop in, you know, you could pop into the performance center where we'll have the bounce house, a big bouncy castle, where as the kids bounce in the castle, their movements make two drummers who are sitting and watching them respond. So they become sort of like conductors where they can lead the drummers in some improvisations as they're bouncing in the castle.
That sounds neat, yeah.
Yeah, there's so much fun stuff. Ways to hear music, to interact with music, to get your body engaged. There's a silent disco with Nina Mendoza where you'll put on headphones and there'll be a few different tracks, so you won't necessarily know. You'll be dancing to something, and somebody else might be dancing to a different kind of music. There's this fabulous noiseograph machine, we're calling it. Allison Woodward is an artist who works with the Roundhouse, and they've created this box, and a kid will make a sound into the box, and then quickly it'll make a drawing and send a drawing out. There'll be a person inside making a drawing and sending the drawing out for the kids who make the sounds. So many different things. I think it's just tons of fun, and it is just like a really great day for families. And you know, the programming is designed for those kids 5 and up who can maybe sit through a little bit of a show. If you have wee ones that come as well, there are things for them to participate in and play, whether it's, you know, straight ahead coloring or a scavenger hunt that the young ambassadors are putting together.
And it's important, isn't it, David, that it's different kinds of music that you're exposing the audience to. It's not just, you know, the one kind of music or one genre, if you will.
Yeah, we call it adventurous music. And there's no specific kind of music that we think falls there. But it's not, you know, there are songs that have tunes. There are songs that, or there's maybe pieces of music that aren't familiar to us. There's no one genre that this is. But it's different than the kind of songs we often sing for children. And it's different than the sing-along at a campfire, that's for sure. So for the Big Bang Festival, the idea that it's a little bit adventurous, that you're expanding your listening as an audience member and you're imagining what sound can be and you're discovering new ways that instruments and people can make sounds.
And that's important to do at any age, isn't it, especially those of us that are a little older. If we listen widely, I think we benefit a great deal too, don't we?
I think about that a lot. At Music on Main, I'm artistic director, we do a lot of adventurous music. And I have lots of friends who love discovering new things. I have friends who come to the concerts who don't always love what they discover, but they're thrilled they heard something new. And I have people who just don't want to hear anything new. I have people in my life who are just like, no, I just want to hear the things that I know and already love. And I met a really amazing American woman a couple decades ago. though. Her name was Betty, and she was a big supporter of contemporary music in America, one of the great patrons of contemporary music in America. And her whole feeling was like, oh, why do I want to hear that piece again? You know, that piece that I've heard 100 times, I want to discover what's new.
Mm.
And that's, you know, you're talking about how as we get older, it's important to still discover adventurous things, adventurous music. And one of my great joys at Music on Main, now we're working with these 8 kids, 5 and up, which is, you know, really thrilling to watch their openness to it. But friends who've listened to more or less one style of music for many, many years, who in their 60s and 70s come back to music and think, yeah, I want to hear more. I want to keep learning. I want to discover new things. And it just seems like there's such a vital audience of people, sort of lifelong learners, right, who want to discover something new and put some energy and some openness, even just some open-heartedness into hearing new things.
Yeah, I try to force myself to listen to, say, you know, contemporary music, you know, the music that's popular today in the charts, if you will.
Yeah.
And then I try to listen to something classical, even if I don't know the language, or opera, for example, which I don't know the language to. And country, which I didn't think I'd enjoy, but I have, I don't know if I think I've gained some sort of appreciation for it that I probably didn't have probably 20 years ago, if you will.
I think that when we listen to things with an open ear, you know, sometimes there have been genres of music that I think I don't like, but when somebody tells me a little bit more about them and I listen to them, you know, with open ears and open heart, I either can appreciate it more, or sometimes I actually end up really liking it.
Yeah, it's something we need, don't we? I mean, I find myself putting the things in my ears when I'm doing chores around the house. Because I need something with me as I'm doing something I don't like doing. And I find it so much easier, and the time passes faster when, you know, you have a little music and, you know, carrying with you, if you will.
I love having music on, and I love having the radio on too.
Mm,
on the weekends, I will have CBC playing all the time, and there are shows that play genres of music and music from places I don't know.
Yeah.
And I get to, yeah, just sort of discover it, but somehow also having the voice of a radio announcer almost feels like it's a friend helping share new music with me. So, yeah, I'm a big advocate of just listening to things that we don't know.
And nothing beats live music, though, doesn't it? I mean, you know that through Music on Main and through the Big Bang Festival. Being amongst the sound itself, there's nothing more worthwhile, is there?
I love live music, and I think the experience of listening to music together, you know, I think that when people come down to the Roundhouse for the Big Bang Festival, when people come to other venues for Music on Main concerts, the act of being together in a room, listening together, I think that there's something even that makes it even more special. Hearing another person make music for you is just a gorgeous experience. But when you're hearing it with a room full of people, I don't know, there's something that becomes a collective, a shared experience that changes us, I think helps opens us up and helps us feel more connected to each other.
And just think there'll be at least 1, 2, 3, 4 kids who go there on family day weekend and on the Sunday and think I could do that too and end up pursuing that. I mean, it's just a wonderful thing to think about, isn't it?
It's exciting. It's exciting when you hear those stories too of kids who've come to concerts who later return and are like, oh, I was so inspired. I took up an instrument, or I started to write my own songs, or I learned how to DJ.
Yeah. Well, long may continue. Best wishes, David. I appreciate your time today. It's nice talking again.
And with you, Joe, thank you so much for the time.
The website for more is at musiconmain.ca. The Big Bang Festival, the second annual edition of that, is Sunday the 15th of February at the Roundhouse Community Center. Visit musiconmain.ca for more. The Artistic Director of Music on Main, David Page, joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plunta.